Vinodu Data Bytes. Hello everyone and welcome back to Vinodu Data Bytes. I'm your host Neha and today we are diving into one of the most exciting innovations in enterprise AI, BigQuery. While many tools stop at simply generating SQLs or providing quick answers, BigQuery takes things further. It thinks and reasons like a data analyst. Built on Denodo's advanced AI SDK, it brings agentic AI and reasoning models directly into your data environment, delivering explainable, actionable, and strategic insights. We are talking about going beyond what happened to uncovering why it happened and even what you should do next. So joining me today is Inessa Gerber, Director of Product Management at Denodo. Welcome back to Denodo Data Bytes. Inessa, I'm looking forward to hearing your vision and learning more about the development work that went into shaping Denodo BigQuery.
Thank you for that. It's good to be here.
Wonderful. So let's get started with our conversation on all things BigQuery. My first question to you, Inessa, what exactly is BigQuery and how is it different from the AI features we've seen in data platforms before?
That's an excellent question. So when we talk about BigQuery, it's truly a future of the AI initiative. It enables AI to reason like an analyst would. It enables AI to dig deeper into the multiple data sets, analyze them, generate insights, and deliver data to the business users. It goes beyond just traditional query rec, which takes the natural language and converts it to SQL and gives you the data back. It is a multi-step analysis process which enables the reasoning model to provide insights and enable you to solve the business challenges. It focuses on strategy. It focuses on open-ended questions. It's designed to respond with reason, just like an analyst would.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Inessa. So speaking of BigQuery being the future of AI initiatives, can you walk us through how BigQuery works behind the scenes?
Absolutely. We are going to talk about what's happening under the hood here. We're not going to go into super technical details, but let's look at the high level. We are going to start with open-ended complex question. The question may be in terms of the profit analysis, or maybe you would like to expand the business and you would like to analyze the demographic in the area, or maybe you would like to implement new programs. It's all about starting with a truly complex user question. Once you start with the user question, Denodo BigQuery is going to analyze it and it's going to give you additional guidance of how you would like to limit the scope. For instance, would you like to concentrate on specific region, if it's applicable, or maybe you would like to concentrate on specific demographics. Maybe you would like to concentrate on specific metrics. Maybe it's going to be specific range of date values. So we are going to give you guidance. Would you like to limit the scope or would you like to keep it truly open across the entire data ecosystem? Once you provide additional content as the user, as your data analyst, the reasoning model is going to craft an execution plan, which is going to call multiple user agents to get data. It's truly multi-step process, which can be anything from 50 to 100 to 150 different steps. On each step of the process, it's going to call out Denodo agent to get the data, analyze it, calculate different metrics. It's going to analyze the response, and then it's going to see if it needs to adjust the execution plan. If it needs to adjust, it's going to adjust it accordingly and start getting more data. So you can imagine it's like analysts executing multiple calls to get multiple data sets, different metric calculations. Then it's going to synthesize everything into a final report and give you recommendations. It's going to give you evidence. You're not going to simply trust it out of the box. It's going to give you evidence why it feels the recommendations are applicable. It's going to be fully transparent because the report, which is being generated by the Denodo BigQuery, is going to contain full documentation of the data sets it has accessed, all of the underlying technical details on calculations, on data, on metrics, on usage. You are going to have a fully transparent document which will enable you to trust the recommendations and insights which are being generated. It's truly part of the agentic AI, which enables the reasoning model to be your analyst in the enterprise.
This is very interesting, Inessa. Thank you for sharing. It's very, like, you know, insightful to understand how BigQuery works for specific industries. So my next question for you is, how can Denodo Deep Query influence decision-making across different industries, speaking of industries, and can you share some real-world use cases, please?
Absolutely. It's applicable across all the industries. And I'm going to walk you through a couple of the examples here, but it's truly about creating a strategic decision-making model and being able to address truly complex questions to which normally you would need an analyst to spend days analyzing different data sets. And we're going to talk about data ecosystem as well. But in terms of real world examples, for instance, if you are working on a crime prevention program, there's so much information accessible to the enterprise as well as public domains, private domains to analyze all of the data. The data is just vast, it's huge, and it's very hard to interpret. If we make this crime data accessible to the reasoning model using the Denodo platform, you can start asking different types of questions. For instance, what programs can I implement in my region to minimize the overall crime rate? Or maybe which programs I would like to implement in the community? And then the reasoning model, the Denodo Deep Query, can analyze all of the complex data sets and give you recommendations. And it's going to give you evidence of why it feels the recommendations are applicable, so you don't need to trust it blindly. Healthcare. Again, lots and lots of data accessible in private and public domains. So we have clients who would like to analyze the healthcare planning, maybe identifying certain gaps in a healthcare being provided in certain regions and correlating it to social aspect. So again, being able to analyze this private and public accessible data sets and giving you recommendations, for instance, in one of my examples, which I was working on, is implementing additional women-specific healthcare programs for asthma in a given region based on the evidence. It's so powerful. It really enables you to open up and generate more useful insights. Financial planning. This is probably the most frequent use case. How are you going to evaluate the drop in revenue in a specific quarter? You're going to analyze multiple data sets again. You are going to analyze performance. You are going to analyze market shifts. Or you can use the reasoning model with the Denodo Deep Query, and we will do the complex analysis for you, and we can give you recommendations, insights, saying that, you know what, you saw the drop in Q2 of a given year because of certain factors, and here's the evidence of the factors which are affecting your revenue. Another wonderful use case is in terms of educational higher ed use cases. We have a client who is working on expanding the enrollment, trying to double the enrollment in their institution. So to do that, there's a rich analysis which needs to happen in terms of market demand, in terms of facilities. Should the new facilities be built? Should there be an expansion of the existing facilities? Maybe there's some underutilized existing campuses. So all of that information can be used to generate insights and drive recommendations on how to implement additional programs. It's going to save a lot of time and a lot of painful multi-iterational loops for the data analyst.
Thank you, Vanessa. This is really interesting to mainly see the applicability part of deep query across so many crucial industries, you know, right from healthcare to education and more. And also, like, you know, the time to reach the solution is so much shorter. So this is really interesting to know. Thank you for sharing. And moving towards my next question, what makes Denodo uniquely positioned to deliver deep query, in your opinion?
It's all about making data accessible. You cannot just take all of the data and train the models on all of the data accessible to you. You need to make data accessible to your models at real time, especially when you are talking about reasoning models. They need to be able to query data on demand. They need to be able to access it. So Denodo provides for this real-time access layer across your distributed environment, because let's be honest, data is always distributed. And you don't need to replicate it. You don't need to move it into centralized location. Denodo is your access layer. On top of that, to reduce hallucinations and improve the accuracy of query rec or deep query analysis, you need to provide for semantic definitions. You need to provide for a good business metadata, business context. You cannot just make technical schemas from the tables accessible to them. You need to provide the semantic layer. And this is exactly what Denodo delivers. We provide a semantic layer, this business context, on top of the distributed environment, making all of the data accessible to the LLMs, accessible to the reasoning models. On top of that, when we talk about security, Denodo provides for the centralized security layer, which is able to implement the federated governance across all of your data assets while keeping you compliant to your regional regulations. Again, you're not moving data. You're just making data accessible to the queries on demand, depending on the privilege of the consumer. So Denodo is a crucial part creating this data ecosystem, the foundation platform for your query rec, for the deep query analysis. Real-time data access, semantics with business metadata, and governance layer. Those are absolutely must-have when you are working on a Gen AI initiative.
Makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Nessa. So speaking of query rec, why does Denodo offer both query rec and deep query? And when should each be used?
Excellent point. So I see a lot of confusion in the industry where there is conversation of RAG initiative, Gen AI, training models. It can be overwhelming. So in the Denodo, we do offer both options. It's actually part of the same component. It's part of the Denodo AI SDK. But Query RAG is optimized for quick, fast access to the data, meaning that if you question on tops of what or when, such as how many customers have an outstanding invoices, or what was the sales last quarter, that's a question which have a definitive answer, which we can get from a data set. So this is where you would use query rec. You have a definitive question. We can transform the question into SQL awareness, send it to the multi-system integration, querying data from multiple systems under the covers with the Denodo, securing the data and returning it back to the consumer. But it's SQL training. Deep query is designed for open-ended analysis. Why something happened? What's going to happen next? Again, as I mentioned, why did the revenue dip in Q2? It's not a question which you convert to a specific SQL statement. It's a question which requires multi-step workflow to query different data sets, apply different metric definitions, analyze, combine, and then return back complex response with all the evidence. So query rec is for the simple questions. Deep query is for the reasoning and analysis. Again, both components are part of the Denodo AI SDK. So you don't need to get the complexity. It's simple. It's out of the box. We provide both.
Thank you, Anessa. That was a great answer. That query RAG is for simple, you know, like analysis, whereas a deep query is more utilized towards reasoning and deep analysis. So thank you for sharing that. That brings me to my next question. Based on your response, it's clear that understanding when to use query RAG versus deep query is essential. But what does it actually take for a developer to get started with deep query, and how easy is it to integrate into existing systems?
Well, it all starts with the business use case. What is the business challenge? Once you know the problem you're trying to solve, the implementation is very streamlined. Deep Query, as I mentioned, is built into our Denodo AI SDK. It's very easy to download, install. All you need is you need an environment, you need access to the Denodo platform, obviously, because Denodo is responsible for data access, for securing the data, for creating the semantic model. But Denodo AI SDK is a set of RESTful API endpoints which are exposed to your AI applications. We do offer our own sample chatbot, but you can integrate it into any external AI application. You can call it from any external chatbot or any external consumer tool. It's all based on RESTful APIs. You don't need to manage any underlying agent orchestration. We do everything for you. You install Denodo AI SDK. You point it to the Denodo platform. We are going to access all of the information. We give you a set of APIs to call from your external chatbots or from our own sample chatbot, which you can use to get you up and running literally in minutes. And we give you a lot of information, such as we give you insights being generated, we give you options to generate PDF reports with visuals, with graphs, with summaries, fully traceable evidence on why the recommendations are being presented. It is truly designed to be a simple integration point between your distributed environment, distributed data sets, using the Denodo platform, and then Denodo AI SDK provides the connectivity to any of the consumer AI applications. We are a middle layer which enables you to connect all of the data with the reasoning model to any consumer tool using our application, using our Denodo AI SDK.
It's clear that Denodo Deep Query is a complete solution in itself for enterprises and marks a major leap in making AI not just accessible, but truly actionable, especially for organizations working with complex distributed data. Thank you, Anessa, for taking us behind the scenes today and showing us what makes this innovation so powerful. And for our listeners who are tuning in, a quick note, Denodo Deep Query is currently available in private preview through our AI Accelerator program. To experience its power firsthand, sign up now via the Denodo AI Accelerator program page. You can find the link on this episode's page as well as on our website. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to denodo.com/podcast for more such resources on all things data. Thank you.